WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's a chilly 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for a black man accused of attempted kidnapping at Post Oak Mall yesterday, shortly before 4 p.m. According to the report, he tried to grab a 6-year-old girl out of a fitting room in the Bell store, but when she yelled stop, he let her go and left the area immediately. Pictures of the suspect and a description of the vehicle he possibly drives is online at WTAW.com. College Station police report drunk driving is to blame for two construction workers being injured at the site of the new FM 60-2818 interchange.
CSPD reports at 4:30 yesterday morning a pickup on Raymond Stotzer drove into the construction zone at a high rate of speed. The news release does not indicate if there was any attempt to stop as the driver disregarded signs, barricades, and off-duty officers. The truck struck a construction vehicle and two workers. Both escaped serious injuries. They were treated at a local hospital and released. The driver of the truck was not hurt. 22-year-old James Salinas of College Station was arrested for DWI and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last Friday's death of a College Station woman who was struck by a train in Navasota generated a reminder from Union Pacific Railroad.
We also hope that the community can take from this a lesson that taking pictures on the railroad tracks is never a safe idea.
UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says the photographer and the train crew were not injured. The woman who was being photographed, 19-year-old Freed Zania Thompson, was a Navasota native. Witnesses told Navasota police she had turned away from an oncoming Burlington Northern train when she stepped into the path of the Union Pacific train. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a College Station man of unlawful possession of a gun that prosecutors believed was used to kill a Bryan man almost 3 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, 53-year-old Joe Becerra was sentenced by the judge to 55 years in prison. Because of Becerra's criminal history, the punishment was in the same range as a murder charge. The May 2014 shooting took the life of Jose Guardado, who was hosting a party at the time he was shot and killed. According to the DA's news release, Becerra had gunshot residue on his hands, and earlier that day, two family members heard Becerra ask his wife for his gun. Becerra will serve at least half his sentence before becoming eligible for parole. The sole finalist for Bryan School Superintendent will be making at least two trips to the district before the school board conducts their final vote on April 3rd.
I've also been speaking to the board secretary at Bryan and looking at which days I might be coming out even before April 3rd to visit with cabinet level. And there's a visit from TEA that I'm going to try to be there for.
Christy Whitbeck says some of her spring break time this week will go towards the process of relocating to Bryan. And State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has announced one of his top priority bills was the subject of a recent hearing in the House Higher Education Committee. Rainey talked about HB 846, which protects student veterans' education benefits, during a recent interview on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Protect veterans when they are having difficulty getting their money from the Veterans Administration for GI Bill, and keep them from being dismissed from school for not paying their fees and tuition if that money had not arrived yet from the VA.
Rainey has another bill pending in the Higher Education Committee. HB 355 would ban certain sex offenders from residing on the campus of a public or private institution. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 49 degrees. More news at 6:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwerneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds today, thanks to a frontal system off to the north that's producing some showers in the northeastern corner of the state, but that's where they'll remain. Temperatures today, 65 to 70. It'll clear out tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. High pressure slides our way tomorrow. We'll have sun, high 65 to 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 45 to 50. Wednesday looks to be relatively sunny. The highs on Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll go over the rain-filled weekend in Aggie sports, including hearing from Coach Rob Childress on the baseball team's sweep of the Brown Bears. Meanwhile, the softball team won the rubber match to take the series against Mississippi State yesterday. And in the NBA, James Harden went head-to-head with LeBron James and made quite a case for his MVP hopes. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So if you opted for Texas for your spring break, of course, I guess if you're like the Brown baseball team, I mean, they're from Providence, Rhode Island.
It's still nicer here than it is there.
That's but they got to go back. So let's say that you decided you were going to go to Corpus Christi and you're down there. Well, it's only 54 there with north winds at 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly what you'd want.
No.
But,
well, it's only like 60 in Destin. And because I saw a post from a friend
on
who's
that.
There.
Okay.
Yep. And so I thought, they forget. It's still March.
I can remember taking a vacation thinking, hey, I'll go out west where it's warmer. No, it wasn't.
No.
Sitting there by the pool, shivering, checking the temperatures back at College Station, going, wait a minute.
Wait.
I paid to come out here.
So glad it's spring break.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess for people who opted for Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you got in the water in Galveston?
No.
And that doesn't say anything about
remember.
The stuff that's floating in it. So anyway, that's fine. For all those spring breakers, we'll be here all week long just for y'all because spring break's just another week for you. And I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought that the streets would just empty out, but they didn't. I mean, I thought there was still traffic around. Having to wait on traffic and stuff. I mean, I figured I could go down Texas Avenue anytime I wanted to, but
I was kind of thinking the same thing earlier this
week. I think this weekend there's still enough people in town.
Okay. You mean they're responsible enough to stay for the jobs that they have?
Exactly. That basically, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah. There were a few that stayed through at least Sunday night.
But yeah, they'll be gone. All right, so let's move to Allentown, Pennsylvania, where Mary Clancy said that, well, she was just resigned to being a plump old lady. Over 15 years, she just kept getting bigger despite dieting. But with her health deteriorating, her son said, go to the hospital, go. That's when doctors found the cyst that was 140 pounds.
Stop it.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, really?
This is like one of those episodes of House.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, this doesn't happen.
No, it's not a real thing. We just do it for television entertainment. Going in, she weighed 365 pounds, 5 hours of surgery left. After that, she had lost 180 pounds of tumor and tissue, about half her weight.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Yeah, so as she was gaining weight, she's 71. As she was gaining weight, she said doctors had just told her to watch what she ate. Well, you know, it seems like you could have maybe gotten a scan or something.
Yeah,
right.
Usually
if you're
depth.
Even eating decently, you're just maintaining. You're not going to gain 180 pounds.
I would not think so. Anyway, they said that without going into tremendous detail, said that it was predominantly water the tumor was. So it was kind of holding on to water. So aside from that, her health is fine. So, hey, it's like she won the lottery.
Brand new life.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now it's 71. She's going to new places to dress, you know? Wow. Okay.
Info.
I mean, at 180, she can go to yoga pants now. I'm thinking at 365, that probably wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
She is in her 70s, though. So.
Yeah, not the look you're wanting.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
I don't know, Jaguar print? Huh?
Scott.
Thank you.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets.
We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. It's March the 13th. So good for us. Made it all the way till now. it's national. Well, this makes sense. National Napping Day.
Yeah.
Of course, it'd be the day after the return of daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I think I took a nap for about 40 minutes yesterday, not too long, but either of y'all take naps yesterday?
No, I went to bed really early on Saturday night,
okay.
And so I just think I got enough sleep even right. with the time change.
Yeah. I slept most of the weekend, and so...
Hey, you took care of it for all of us then.
Oh, yeah, you'll hear more about my daylight saving time rant in the bit of info coming up.
There you go. Okay, National Napping Day observed annually the day after the return of daylight saving time. Napping Day provides everybody the opportunity to have a nap to catch up. You know,
who provides me what opportunity?
Exactly. I'm going to say, if you did that maybe without permission, just kind of at your desk, I don't think you can say, well, sure, it's National Napping Day. Don't you remember it was all the papers?
I think I could get away with it.
Yeah, you probably could. We'll work on getting the blinds for you.
Thanks.
So
thanks. Appreciate it. Point
so that, anyhow, so do that. And then also it's... National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought
that was bad luck.
Well, I thought it was, too. Well, let's see.
Maybe today you can get away with it.
Well, if you want to tempt fate, I guess you could. Let's see what the story is on that one. Everybody knows opening umbrella indoors is supposed to be bad luck. But is there any truth to this old adage? Fortunately for those spending sleepless nights pondering the question, or not.
So many of us.
You know what? There is actually a holiday dedicated to finding out the truth. The aptly named Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, invented in 2003.
Eh.
Well, I would say that we really have a very, very small window there to know whether or not it's true. So I'm not saying that that's research we could go by. It's a Good Samaritan Day. Yeah, do that.
All right.
Fill Your Staplers Day.
Okay.
Okay, it has to be a time for that. Mm-hmm. It's National Earmuff Day. Because they were invented on this day, or patented on this day.
Okay.
And they're going to need them up there in the Northeast.
Those people, think about it. Before they had earmuffs, I'm not sure. They had those goofy-looking hats with the flaps on them.
Yeah,
but
true.
But aside from that, your ears get cold, you know, in cold weather.
Yeah.
Well, it's Ken Day because Ken has his birthday today. That's the doll who's Barbie's bud.
Gotcha.
And Canine Veterans Day.
So, cool.
Yeah. All right, other birthdays.
We got birthdays. Kaya Scodelario, I believe I'm saying that correctly, is 25. She's from Maze Runner and Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Okay.
Emil Hirsch is 32. He was in the movie. He was in the movie Speed Racer, but he was also in Girl Next Door. He's been in a couple of things. Noel Fisher is 33 from Shameless, plays Mickey. Tokara Jones is 36 from America's Next Top Model and Celebrity Fit Club.
Uh-huh.
Danny Masterson's 41. He played Hyde on that 70s show.
Oh, okay.
And now he's on another show with Ashton Kutcher on Netflix with Sam Elliott. I believe it's called The Ranch.
All right.
Wow. Scott, one of your favorites, Common.
Yeah.
He's a rapper.
Hey, of course.
He's 45 today.
Uh-huh.
Tracy Wells is 46, played Heather Owens on Mr. Belvedere, if you remember that show. Bob Uecker was on that.
Okay.
Good show. Yeah.
Sure.
Dana Delaney is 61 from Desperate Housewives a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Duke is 63, former SNL member. William H. Macy, also on Shameless.
He's done a lot of stuff. You know, have either of you all watched Shameless?
I haven't yet.
That's one that's on my list.
Oh, I watched two episodes. It's incredible how these are just bad people. I mean, really bad people. I guess that's part of it. You know, if you think there's something going on in your life, you watch that show and you're fine.
All right.
You're doing good. All right.
William H. Macy's 67 today. Charles Krauthammer, also 67 today.
Right. Yeah.
Donnie York from Shauna Na is 68.
Uh-huh.
Charo
Hey, Coochie Coochie.
Yeah, she's 67.
Wow.
And or, I mean, 76. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Neil Sedaka.
Sedaka. Yeah.
Is 78.
Yeah, you show your youth when you do that.
I could have sworn it was Sedaka. I thought
no,
I heard it was
No. He actually was here once. He came for an Opus gala one year.
Okay.
But anyhow, he's 78 years old. Yeah. And L. Ron Hubbard, who is dead, by the way,
yes,
and has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. This would have been his birthday if he was still alive, but he's not. He's dead. All right, 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Last week, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary General Kelly reported that, quote, illegal aliens crossing from Mexico into the U.S. plummeted 40% since Donald Trump was sworn in as president. Now, the secretary cited an emboldened U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, as well as new Trump administration policies for the sharp downturn in border crossing. Now, sadly, you wouldn't hear about this important news if you follow any of the big three networks, any other cable channel besides Fox. According to the Media Research Center, the network morning shows, they spent a mere 43 seconds combined reporting on the story. The host of NBC's Today Show, despite a four-hour-long show, never even covered the development. CBS, this morning, they gave us a whopping 24 seconds. Good Morning America, 19 seconds.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The federal budget deficit remained near its highest level in 3 years during February amid weaker growth in federal revenues. Government spending exceeded revenue by $192 billion last month. Broader measures show the deficit is rising as government revenues decline and long-term costs associated with an aging population rise. Over the past 12 months, the deficit stood at 3.1% as a share of the economy. A year earlier, that figure stood at 2.2%. February job creation got a boost from warm weather, which led to greater than expected job gains in construction. The Labor Department said the economy added 235,000 non-farm jobs last month. The jobs report gave the stock market a bit of a boost. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 44 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 22. The S&P 500 rose 7 points. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join Maestro Busicki and soprano Mila Daly as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents Evening Serenades on Sunday, March 26th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. One of the most versatile and charismatic sopranos on the scene, Mila Daly is a gifted performer whose passionate artistry will move you as the BVSO performs serenades by Elgar and Tchaikovsky. This very special concert will also feature the exciting Latin rhythms of popular composer Villa-Lobos Bacchianus Bilyaseris. Tickets are on sale now at bvso.org or calling 845-1234.
Well, there comes a time in everybody's life where they have to pick a side, and I have picked mine. I hate daylight saving time. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Why do I hate it so much? Well, I'll give you a few reasons. According to a new survey, only 17% of us get at least 8 hours of sleep at night. And with daylight saving time, it's even lower today. Here are the top 8 reasons your job might be harder because of the time change. You see, number one, it seems like your day goes slower. That was the number one answer. 29% of the people in the survey agreed with it, and I agree with it too. Also, being tired makes you feel less motivated. So get that coffee ready because it's going to be a long day. Number three, it makes you less productive. Now, that's more of a personal choice in my opinion, but according to the study, it says it makes you less productive. You have a harder time remembering stuff. Now, it doesn't go into the details of the science of this, but I think it's mainly just because most of the time you're thinking to yourself, is it 6 or 7? Is it 4 or 3? I'm completely lost. That takes up a lot of brain power. Also, it takes longer to complete certain tasks, probably for the same reasons, but also because I think generally you just move a little slower when you think time is not where it's supposed to be. You get irritated by coworkers more easily. That's another reason. That happens just because you lose a little bit of sleep, and it's tough to get back into the swing of things. Number 7, you make more mistakes. Another side effect of not getting enough sleep. And 8, it makes you resent your job more. Again, I think this is more of a personal choice, but I think these are all things that happen whenever you don't get enough sleep. And I know I was awake at 11 o'clock last night feeling like it was 10 o'clock. Also, a new CDC study looked at which jobs mess with people's sleep schedules the most. The jobs where you're least likely to get at least 7 hours of sleep include switchboard operators, railway workers, food prep supervisors, and firefighters. Obviously, they didn't ask any morning radio show hosts. The jobs where you're most likely to get enough sleep include air traffic controllers, church workers, teachers, and farmers. Now, for some of those, like air traffic controllers and farmers, I've heard that you don't get a whole lot of sleep for that. So maybe this study isn't all that accurate. Either way, I think it's time to do away with the daylight saving time change. I prefer to stay on the summer schedule where it gets darker later, but I'd be happy to hear your take on the subject. Be sure and text us 979-695-1620, or you can always send me an email, brad@brianbroadcasting.com. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Good morning, it's 628, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 65 will be our high today, and we'll have winds out of the east at about 5 to 10, becoming northwesterly in the afternoon. Tonight, kind of cooler again. 42 will be our low temperature. Balance of the week looks pretty good. About 70 for the next 3 days then. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then on Friday, about 78 or so with a slight chance of showers. Right now, winds out of the north at 6, and we've got overcast skies. It is 49.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Well, let's see. It's 6:29, and we're having... I'm having a little problem here with my computer. Okay. Well, let's see. When in doubt, we'll just go over here and play a little live radio and get Something You Should Know pulled up somewhere. Okay. Hang on. We're going to have a little dead air while I find this for today. And I guess I walked in. I thought, man, everything's going fine with the computers and everything with daylight saving time, but nah, not the case.
We all obey the rules of sleep. Where we sleep, how long we sleep, who we sleep with. But those rules don't work for everybody. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
We all know the rules of sleep.
You do it at night. For around 7 or 8 hours. You do it more or less in one straight shot. You do it with at most one other consenting adult, and you separate out the children from the parents.
Benjamin Reese, author of the book Wild Nights, How Taming Sleep Created Our Restless World.
What's interesting about that from a historical perspective is that almost nobody in human history did any of that until about the last couple hundred years. And so that's what I mean when I talk about taming sleep, making it conform to these rules that are really rather recent inventions.
The sleep rule that causes a lot of trouble for parents is forcing kids to learn to sleep in their own room at an early age.
It doesn't correspond with any kind of basic need that humans have. Recognizing that child's need for comfort, soothing, proximity at night, if you look at the scope of human history and the variety of ways that different cultures practice sleep, you might start to think that maybe the way we've been taught to do it isn't the correct way.
This is not to say that you should change the rules of sleep. Just understand that the rules are arbitrary and can certainly be adapted to fit your own needs.
I just think understanding that might give people some flexibility or leeway for thinking about arranging things differently.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to bells in Post Oak Mall yesterday afternoon for an attempted kidnapping. According to the news release, a mother was shopping with her three young daughters when she entered a dressing room with her two youngest daughters. Her six-year-old entered another room alone. Shortly after the girl entered the fitting room, an unknown black man opened the curtain, grabbed her by the left hand, and attempted to pull her with him. The girl yelled stop, and the suspect let her go and left the area immediately. The same suspect was also seen approximately half an hour before the incident inside JCPenney's watching young girls. He left the store when he noticed employees watching him. It is possible that the suspect drives a late 90s tan-colored Ford Taurus. Pictures of the suspect are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. The second night Highway 60 is closed as part of building a new interchange by the airport. Two construction workers escaped serious injury after they were struck by a pickup.
College Station police report the workers were treated at a local hospital for minor injuries and released. They were on the west side of the construction zone of the new interchange at 60 and 2818. Wreck took place just before 4:30 yesterday morning. According to the CSPD news release, a pickup going at a high rate of speed disregarded the construction signs, barricades, and off-duty officers on 60 near the Turkey Creek exit. The truck hit a construction vehicle and the two workers. The driver of the truck, 22-year-old James Salinas of College Station, was not hurt. He was arrested for DWI and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man arrested for credit or debit card abuse and failing to identify himself is also accused of attempting to escape from the College Station City Jail. According to a CSPD news release, 20-year-old Ryan Riley was being escorted to the jail when he ran from the officer who arrested him and attempted to jump a fence inside a secured area at the southern side of the police department. Last Friday's death of a College Station woman who was struck and killed by a train leads Union Pacific Railroad to issue a reminder to stay off their property.
We discourage anyone from trespassing on the tracks, whether it be for a photo shoot or a shortcut or any other reason that they might be tempted to go on the tracks, because it's just not safe, and we try to limit as much interaction as we can between our train and general public.
UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says the train did not derail. No one on the train crew was hurt, nor was the photographer. The subject of the photo shoot, 19-year-old Friedze Nia Thompson of College Station, who grew up in Navasota, was getting out of the way of a Burlington Northern train when she turned into the path of the Union Pacific train. A family celebration almost 3 years ago in Bryan that ended in gunfire and the death of the host has resulted in prison time for a guest. A Brazos County District Court jury convicted 53-year-old Joe Becerra of College Station of unlawful possession of a gun that prosecutors believe was used to kill Jose Guardado. According to the district attorney's office, the only witness to the shooting was deported to Mexico and was unable to appear at the trial. Becerra's sister and niece testified that they heard Becerra ask his wife for his gun earlier in the day, and after the shooting, there was gunshot residue on Becerra's hands. A judge sentenced Becerra to 55 years, of which half has to be served before he becomes eligible for parole. The DA's news release states that in the same punishment range had Becerra been charged with murder. Spring break will be any but a break for the sole finalist for Bryan School Superintendent.
I've got to think about relocating. I've got to think of my own house to put it up for sale. It's in Katy. And then to relocate to Bryan ISD. So I've got a lot of time to work on that as well. Luckily, next week is spring break, so I will have a little bit more time for some of that personal things that have to happen.
Before the Bryan School Board's final vote on April 3rd, Christy Whitbeck plans on being in town during a Texas Education Agency visit, and she plans on meeting with the district's senior leadership team. The president of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has announced his resignation. The RVP board was notified Friday by Todd McDaniel that he will leave at the end of this year, which marks the end of his contract. McDaniel, who has led the organization since November 2005, says the timing gives the organization the time and space for a seamless transition. And the Texas House Higher Education Committee recently held the first hearing on legislation from Representative John Rainey of Bryan that applies to veterans going to college. HB 846 prevents institutions of higher education from imposing additional financial and administrative burdens on student vets who use military benefits to pay for tuition.
It's not a very common occurrence, but it has happened, and I've had one complaint. I just think it's ridiculous that someone would dismiss somebody from school because they hadn't been able to get the GI Bill.
Still awaiting a hearing in the Higher Education Committee is another bill filed by Rainey. HB 355 would ban certain sex offenders from living on the campus of a private or public institution. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 49 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Hey, good morning. 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy skies for today. There are some showers off to our north, but they should remain north of the area. Temperatures today 65 to 70. We'll clear overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. High 65 to 70 through the afternoon. We're partly cloudy. Still cool tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50. High pressure figures into the forecast on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team swept the Brown Bears this weekend. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on that. Meanwhile, the softball team lost one, but won two to secure the series against Mississippi State over the weekend. And in the NBA, James Harden led the Rockets to a win over the Cavs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I don't know that I can remember having less interest in the NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Championship Tournament than ever.
Yep.
I mean, the team was horrible when Melvin was here. There's not any doubt about that. And when Tony Baroni was here, they weren't very good. But, you know, this is the team that won the SEC last year.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Syracuse didn't make the cut.
Illinois State.
I'm done.
Now, how about the people in Syracuse? Don't they figure, well, we're just Syracuse, we get in?
Right. And I think they did. I mean, even on the bubble, you just assume you'll get pushed in. And, top seed in the NIT.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Or they're one of the top seeds.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I know that's
what they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Up there, basketball is pretty important because they can't be outside playing baseball.
Correct.
And stuff like that, at least at this time of year. All right, well, let's see what's going on. Oh, over the weekend, of course, we have all the political shows on Sunday, and so the Democrat senator from New Jersey's name is Cory Booker. I think he used to be the mayor of Newark. He has blasted the Republicans for this repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. I love this. He says, the Republicans cannot just force this down our throats. Well, wait a minute.
What about Obamacare?
What happened to that first one? Yeah. I guess it just all depends on who's doing the pushing. Is what it is?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's his team. Now, they're not completely tone deaf over there on the Republican side because Paul Ryan was on the CBS show Face the Nation, and he pretty much said the 2018 midterm elections will be, his words, a bloodbath for the Republicans if Congress can't pass this legislation. So, yeah, then the people are really going to be disgusted because they weren't happy with the Democrats and they gave it to the Republicans and they can't do it either. So who does that then? Who runs the government after that if neither of them can? Can we just govern ourselves?
Right.
Yeah, on some level, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Kellyanne Conway, she's the girl, remember, who was sitting on the couch on her knees.
How dare she?
That was a horrible thing. I mean, never mind that she's the mom of kids. I mean, moms do that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, she insisted yesterday when she was on one of the shows, Media Buzz,
mm-hmm.
She said, I've turned off a lot of this bad stuff that people are writing about me. If I don't read most of the praise and I don't read most of the criticism, like literally most of it, and that keeps it in balance. She said, I'm there to serve the president who's there to serve the American people. I'm not there to read about myself. Good.
Yeah. It would not be fun to do that.
I wouldn't say she's been flawless in her position, but, you know, that's great that she's keeping a level head about it by
right.
not reading the emotionally charged stuff about her.
When basically you're asking people to go buy the president's, what, daughter's clothes?
Yeah.
That's not a good thing to do.
It's a bit of a misstep.
I guess she learned that's not the thing to do. All right, so there's a lady who wrote kind of an interesting piece in The Hill, the website, that might explain why President Trump, who, by the way, sent no tweets this weekend, or this morning, so anyway, that were worthwhile.
Right.
Explained why President Trump thinks he was wiretapped by President Obama and could also deny any of these allegations. She refers to possibilities under the FISA, that's actually means the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and then an executive order that Ronald Reagan signed. Now, the scenario of FISA has been discussed a lot with the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn when they discovered that he was having discussions with the Russian ambassador. Remember all that, because there was, in fact, a warrant against, as you can imagine, the Russian ambassador. People would kind of like to know what he's talking about while he's in America.
Sure.
That would be interesting. But there apparently is a less discussed scenario from Reagan's time that had to do with U.S. intelligence gathering overseas that allowed the Attorney General to authorize searches of communications to and from an American for the purposes of targeting that American if the Attorney General was the one who decided that this was not a good thing. So that's kind of interesting. What is scary is that there were some changes made to that executive order in the final days of the Obama administration so that now the National Security Agency uploads the stream of intercepted intelligence directly to a repository so any intelligence agency can sift through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you toss it up there and go, hey, if you got nothing to do, why don't you dig through there and
right.
see if you can find anything.
See,
so,
you won't hear that was part of the Obama administration,
no,
though.
No, you won't. No, of course
it's
not.
It's all Trump's fault.
Unless you're listening to the Infomaniac.
Yeah, boom. We'll let you know. Yeah. All right, Andrew Cuomo, he's the Democrat governor of New York, apparently he's hired fundraisers for Florida. He's going to start raising money there.
Okay.
And a spokesman, this is rather unusual. I don't know where any places you may hear this. A spokesperson for Pooty Poot said that the Russian ambassador, that's that Kolesniak guy or whatever, who you know, talked to Michael Flynn and met with Trump campaign officials,
right.
apparently also was in contact with Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Oh, really?
Oh,
interesting.
Funny they don't mention that.
Yeah. When, and it makes perfect sense because they're going to hedge their bets. They're going to be in contact with both candidates just to see because they, I'm sure there are a lot of people over there figured, just like a lot of U.S. Americans did, that Hillary would win that thing.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, it behooves them to meet with both candidates just in case one of them wins. Why is it such a big deal that they met with any of them, let alone Trump?
Yep.
It's all about what they talked about, which nobody can possibly know.
No.
So
and,
what,
and again, I
what
don't,
difference does it make?
At this point, what difference does it make at 647?
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by, and thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 18th, it's rodent control. Whether you're in the country or the city, rodents can be a problem. Come learn about rodent behavior, developing effective control strategies, product selection, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's just nothing quite as prominent in a landscape as the trees that provide shade to it. But don't take the tree selection lightly. You and your new trees are going to be sharing your lives, hopefully for many years, and you want to be sure that you've made good matches with each one of them. This is a time that many people start thinking about tree planting, so let's look at six critical factors you'll want to consider right after this important message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752 grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. So here are the six critical factors in choosing a new shade tree. Mature size. Think of any other purchase you might be making. Do you need a sports car or a van? Are you buying a sofa or a desk chair? Supersize or kids meal? Dalmatian or dachshund? What size clothing do you wear? Everywhere you turn, you're deciding on sizes. It needs to be the same with your shade trees. Unlike furniture and automobiles, trees grow larger and larger. You need to know each plant's fully grown mature size. If you're careless at this point, you could end up with shade trees growing into adjacent trees, rubbing the roof of your house, even falling into the power lines during storms. Do your homework ahead of time. Ask the nurseryman, how tall, how wide will each tree grow? And you'll be able to make informed decisions. Then there's growth form. Odds are that you've never given a tree's growth form, its shape, much consideration, but it's a really important plant feature. How the tree grows does a lot toward determining the message it brings to its surroundings. In most cases, growth form is genetically predetermined. Rounded, spreading, and oval trees are the most natural looking. Weeping trees are graceful and airy in the garden. Some, like weeping yaupon and chaparral weeping mulberry, however, are quite heavy visually. So you need to look at the plant's growth form. Then there's appearance. Ugly trees take just as much water and fertilizer as handsome trees. You're the one making this choice, and it only makes sense to choose a tree that will bring you pride years down the road. Adaptability. Simply put, to be a good member of your family, a tree has to be willing to cooperate. Just like any other invited guest to your home, it needs to be able to prosper with what you can provide for it. Your tree needs to be able to withstand local winters and summers, soils, rain, and drought. Most of all, soils. Then there's longevity. Enjoy digging holes and planting new trees? Well, perhaps you do, but you would enjoy having a tree that would last for a long time. That's critical. Ask your nurseryman, how long is this tree likely to live? The better trees, not the fast-growing ones, but the better trees will live 50 to 150 years. And finally, freedom from pests and other problems. Who wants to plant a tree that's going to have a lot of problems in upcoming years? I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk, Texas, living with fences. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. The A&M baseball team finished their series sweep of the Brown Bears with a 5-1 win yesterday on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
It's hard to win two games in a day, and, you know, we came out this morning. I felt like we were ready to go. Corbin was fantastic in his one inning of work, and, you know, we set an inning up. I mean, had some incredible at-bats to set up an inning, and, you know, we're able to walk away with a win. And Kilkenny was fabulous, played great defense behind him, and had some timely hits. You know, Shewitt got us a big two RBI single to give us the lead, and then, you know, in the eighth inning, nothing going, just like that, a two-strike single, a hit batter, and Shorby puts one in play, and, you know, we're able to extend the lead and breathe a little bit.
Sophomore Mitchell Kilkenny kept the Bears in check over his seven innings of work, fanning five and allowing just one run. Landon Miner and Turner Larkins worked the final two frames to secure the A&M victory. Here's Larkins on his first appearance.
Probably get extended more as these weeks come on, but honestly, right now, I'm just happy to get out there, and, you know, any role I'll have, you know, I'll do that to the best of my abilities.
Next up, the Aggies travel to Austin for the first time since 2013 tomorrow for a 6:30 tilt with the Longhorns, and you can hear every pitch on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.
Meanwhile, the number 5 A&M softball team defeated Mississippi State 3-1 yesterday in the rubber match of the SEC opening series. In the circle, Lexi Smith stayed perfect on the season, improving to 7-0 as the junior earned the complete game victory. Smith fanned 3 in her outing, allowing just 1 unearned run and 3 Bulldog hits. Next up, the Aggs hit the road tomorrow for a 1-game set with Memphis. First pitch is set for 5:30, and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In college basketball, Villanova, Kansas, North Carolina, and Gonzaga have drawn number 1 seeds in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The defending champion Wildcats have the top overall set after going 31-3 and winning the Big East regular season title in the conference tournament. Syracuse and Illinois State are among the notable teams who didn't receive a tournament berth. The A&M track and field team won the national championship over the weekend. Here's Coach Pat Henry.
This is a great, great, great one. You know, I can't delineate between those all of those between championships. This was a fine championship. I think because of the crowd and because of the volume in this building, a pretty amazing win.
For Henry, it was his 9th national title with the Aggies and his 36th in his Hall of Fame career on the Division I level. Among indoor national titles, this is Coach Henry's 13th title, men and women combined, and his 3rd men's title. The other pair of men's indoor title team titles came at LSU in 2001 and 2004. In Major League Baseball, Royals catcher Salvador Perez will undergo an MRI today after injuring his left knee in a collision with teammate and backup catcher Drew Butera in the World Baseball Classic. The 4-time All-Star and 2015 World Series MVP was hurt Saturday in Mexico while playing for Venezuela and is out for the tournament. The original diagnosis was inflammation, but no structural damage. In the NBA,
James, step back, short, rebound Harden. His 16th triple-double of the season.
James Harden had a triple-double of 38 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds to outduel fellow MVP contender LeBron James and lead the Houston Rockets to a 117-112 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. It was his 16th triple-double of the season for Harden and his 31st game with at least 30 points. Out on the ice, Joe Pavelski scored twice. Backup goalie Aaron Dell made 29 saves to win his 4th straight start, and the San Jose Sharks beat the Dallas Stars 5-1 last night. Remy Ellie scored his first goal for the Stars, who got off to a rough start to a 4-game road trip. And in Las Vegas, Martin Truex Jr. passed Brad Keselowski with 2 laps to go and avoided a wreck the following lap to win the Monster Energy Cup race. Keselowski appeared to be pulling away after a restart, but he ran into mechanical problems that caused him to finish 5th. Kyle Larson was 2nd, followed by Chase Elliott and Joey Logano. The late wreck led to a post-race fight between Logano and Kyle Busch. The 2 tangled moments later, with crew members pulling Busch away as blood ran down his forehead. Busch was taken to the infield care center to get his forehead looked at. He was quickly treated and released. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your 4-person scramble team today by visiting twincitymission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. It's a day of fun, friends, golf, and most importantly, helping out the charities of Twin City Mission. To register your team, or if you don't play but would like to be involved as a sponsor, make sure to visit twincitymission.org.
Amish Furniture for Generations furniture experiences is different, as we've told you, than from buying furniture in any other furniture store. The reason is you get to know how the furniture is made, why it's made the way it is, why the wood is cut the way that it is. You know, Quarter Sawn has a completely different look so that you can see the real quality in the grain of the wood. And that's important, because it is all about all wood furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations, with the exception of some outdoor furniture that has no wood in it. It lasts a long time, and it's really very distinctive. Everything that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations is made with solid wood. No particle board put together. That means that you've got furniture that can last for generations to come. It also means it's furniture that you can have built to the specifications that you want. Stop in, find out the story of how furniture is made and Amish furniture for generations. Again, handcrafted by Amish craftsmen. Kent goes and gets it, brings it back, and brings it to you and delivers it to your home, your office, or any place else. They're in the Boonville Shopping Center, just down from Kroger. And Brian, stop in and see them. Amish furniture for generations.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual.